Scholastic Audio presents Upside Down Magic, Book 7, Hide and Seek by Sarah Mlynowski, Lauren Miracle, and Emily Jenkins. Read by Rebecca Soler. Chapter 1. Nori was preparing to take a big test. The big test. For the second time. The first time had been a disaster. Nori was in fifth grade. She liked sugary breakfast cereal. She wore bright clothes. She had big hair, brown skin, and a terrible singing voice. She was outspoken, but it was easy to hurt her feelings. Her magic talent was fluxing, and her full name was Eleanor Boxwood Horace. Back in the summer before fifth grade, Nori's magic powers had bubbled up. All kids got their powers around age 10. Then they went to magic school. In magic school, just like an ordinary school, you had to read and write and do science projects, but you also studied magic. The type of magic you studied depended on your talent. Everyone was labeled as one of the five Fs. Flyers could fly or make things fly. Flares had fire or heating magic. Flickers could turn invisible or make other things invisible. Fuzzies had animal magic and could communicate with animals. They might command a flock of geese or befriend a rhinoceros. And Fluxers could turn themselves into animals. But not all animals, not right away. Beginner Fluxers started by turning themselves into kittens. Then they learned to shift into puppies, hamsters, and other small domestic mammals before studying how to flux into large ones. Then they learned wild ones and tricky ones. Non-mammals like fish, insects, and birds were especially hard. Nori could actually do some large creatures already. Also, she had fluxed into two different fish, one insect, and a bluebird. Problem was, she didn't keep them in the right shape. Nori had upside-down magic. That could have been no big deal in another family, but Nori's father was the headmaster of a very fancy private magic school called Sage Academy. It only admitted the students with the strongest magic. The strongest, most conventional magic. Nori's sister Dahlia went to Sage. Nori's brother Hawthorne went to Sage. And Nori had always been expected to go to Sage as well. But on the day of the big test, she couldn't flux properly. She jumbled up her animals. She added snake to her kitten to become a snitten. Then she added dragon to her kitten to become a dritten. Even worse, Nori tended to lose track of her human mind when she fluxed. During the first big test, she had breathed fire at people. And she had almost eaten a unicorn. Nori had been denied admission to Sage Academy. It had been the worst day ever. After that, Father had sent Nori to live in the town of Dunwiddle with Aunt Margot, Nori's mother's sister. Nori's mother had died when Nori was very young. The public school near Aunt Margot had a trial program just starting up for kids with upside-down magic. Nori went there for fifth grade, instead of going to Sage. It had turned out great. There'd been a few bumps here and there, sure, but Aunt Margot was fun to live with. She was nowhere near as strict as Father. She ordered pizza in for dinner almost every night and let Nori eat sugary breakfast cereal out of the box. She was a flyer who ran her own flying taxi service. Right away, Nori had made a best friend. His name was Elliot Cohen, and he was an upside-down flare. Elliot could flare just a tiny bit and also had ice powers. A bit later, Nori had made another best friend, Pepper Pan. Pepper was an upside-down fuzzy, which meant that animals didn't love her the way they loved typical fuzzies. Instead, they ran away from Pepper in terror. Nori adored her teacher, Ms. Starr, and liked the other kids in her class. There were 8 students total in upside-down magic, and as a rule, they stood up for one another. Sometimes the typical kids were mean, especially a flare named Lacey Clinch. But overall, Nori was happy at Dunwiddle. And then Father had come along, tra-la-la, and said, "Oh, hey, here's a fun idea. Remember that test you failed, Nori? Why don't you take it again?" But not in those words. Last night, Father had driven 2 hours to the town of Dunwiddle. Over cups of tea, he had explained to Nori and Aunt Margot that one of the Sage fifth graders was moving to Australia. There would be an opening in the fifth grade starting in January. Father wanted Nori to apply. Well, re-apply. Now that Nori's magic was under better control, and since she'd had a great report card, he thought she could get in. Father usually got what he wanted. He expected his children to be obedient, and he believed he knew what was best for them. Nori wasn't sure she wanted to go to Sage Academy, but he was so bossy. She let him drive her home without protesting. She slept in her old bed, which felt cozy, but also too small. She got up in the morning and put on a dress. She squashed her hair into 2 neat braids. She ate blueberries, whole wheat toast, and a soft-boiled egg for breakfast. It was like nothing had changed, even though everything had changed. She wasn't the same Nori as she had been before Ms. Starr's upside-down magic class. But here she was, back in her same old life. She washed her dishes, she brushed her teeth, and she went to take the test. Now, on Thursday night, when she should have been watching TV, Nori stood on the stage of Sage Academy's Hall of Magic and Performance, trembling. The ceilings were decorated with dragons and unicorns. The seats were dark purple velvet. The curtains on the side of the stage were gold. A group of teachers in suits looked back at her. They asked her to try all 5 of the Fs, since some rare kids were double talents. First flaring, then fuzzying, then flickering, then flying. Nori couldn't do any of those, because she didn't have that kind of magic. So she just politely shook her head. Then they asked to see her fluxing magic. She did not show them her dritten, her bitten, her coat, her skunkophant, her squippy, or any of her other mixed-up animals. Instead, she fluxed into her very best kitten, the one she could now hold for up to 15 minutes without going wonky. The teachers inspected kitten Nori, checking her whiskers and tail, and asked to see some of Nori's kitten ball skills. Kitten ball was like soccer, but played by kittens and with balls of yarn instead of balls. Kitten Nori tail whacked and batted, yaggled and pounced. Then the teachers asked if she could do other animals. Most 10-year-old fluxers would have said no. Advanced kids might have nervously volunteered to do puppy or hamster. Nori politely asked for a fish tank and a towel. When those arrived, she showed the examiners her puffer fish. True puffer fish, Nori was tempted to go wonky in the tank. Sometimes it was very hard not to let her magic go upside down. But she popped back to girl form before anything went wrong. She climbed out of the tank and dried herself with a towel. The teachers clapped. They actually clapped. "Fish fluxing in fifth grade," one of them said to Father. "Impressive." "Thank you," said Father, as if he was the one who had done puffer fish. The examiners then asked for more animals. "If you have them, that is." Nori wasn't sure what to do. Maybe she wouldn't go wonky if she fluxed very quickly? She showed them puppy for 5 seconds, goat for 5 seconds, and mosquito for 5 seconds. The mosquito got them on their feet. A standing ovation. "I have never seen a middle school student do an insect," said the fluxing teacher. "Not in all my born days." "Thank you," said Father again. Nori knew that her mosquito had actually had a fuzzy kitten tail. The teachers just hadn't been able to see it. She had buzzed by them and quickly fluxed back into girl Nori. And then, phew, the exam was over. Afterward, Nori sat outside on a wooden bench in the entryway. She read a book. She watched the clock hands go around. When she had flunked the big test, the answer had been clear right away. No siree, we do not want you and your chaotic upside-down magic here at Sage. But now, although they knew she was upside down, the teachers had also seen that she had a lot of power. Would they want her? Did she want them to want her? She did want to be accepted. She wanted to be good enough. And she wanted to please Father after disappointing him over and over. But she didn't want to leave Dunwiddle, or her friends, or her upside-down magic class. She waited and waited. Apparently, there was quite a lot to discuss, because it was nearly 45 minutes before Father walked out of the Hall of Magic and Performance to shake her hand. "Congratulations, darling daughter," he told Nori, grinning. "You've been admitted to Sage Academy. You'll begin after the winter holidays." Wow. Just wow. Father had never called Nori darling daughter before. Like, ever. But was she really going to leave Dunwiddle Magic School?